If your big Valentine's Day surprise consists of a bouquet of supermarket roses and drugstore chocolates, then the only surprise is that you think that's memorable, because it's not. Rethink what a Valentine's Day gift can be with Tommy John, the most comfortable men's and women's underwear on the planet. A gift that's not only unexpected, but genuinely needed, because everyone's got old underwear. Tommy John's is redefining comfort for men and women, but with luxuriously soft, feather-light, moisture-wicking underwear that moves with you, not against you. This underwear is on your team. There's no pinching, no bunching, no riding up. It's no wonder that Tommy John has sold over 6 million pairs of underwear. That's a shitload. Shop limited edition Valentine's Day gift sets and get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/hard, H-A-R-D. That's TommyJohn.com/hard, and you get 20% off. That's only at TommyJohn.com/hard, TommyJohn.com/hard.
What it is,
this is
the Macho Man Randy Savage,
and this is
Hard Factor, and there is no one that does it better
right now. Yeah,
nobody does it better. I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living a nightmare,
and I'm not a racist, and I'm always cheering. Oh yeah.
All right, welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. We are without our trusty host, Will, tonight, or today, but we're going to get through it just the same, and he taped a good morning for us at the top of the show so you don't get freaked out, for those of you that are OCD.
And if we didn't put it in, you didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it. So Wes is going to start with a story about dick pics, specifically men sending unsolicited dick pics.
Yeah, why do we do this?
I think we all know why. And then Mark's going to talk about zombie deers.
That's it.
That's all you got to know. Happy Monday. And then I'm going to get into some lightning round of headlines we didn't have time to get to in depth. Wes, tell us about dicks.
All right. So an article came out yesterday on CNN, and we thought it was right up our alley here. So we're just going to tell you about it. The article is all about dick pics, why us disgusting pigs, men, like to send them to women. The article written by Doug Chris seeks to figure out why we do this. And here's what we found. First, 88% of people do sext, according to a survey first published from Drexel University. And if you're in a relationship and not sexting, then what the fuck is even the point?
And 12% of people lie and surface.
Yeah, if you're in a relationship and I feel like you sexting happens pre-relationship, right? Like, when you're in a relationship, are you still sexting?
I'd hope so.
You hope so?
Yeah.
I mean, like, the occasional nude, but it's kind of like how you don't, you know, bang for a long period of time when you're in a relationship. You got to get in, get out. Get it done.
Could be a little more romantic, I guess, but
well, I think it's more just straight to the point.
Yeah.
Send me the pics.
Yeah. So most people do it, but there's some other theories going on as to why men do it. There's a lot of people contributed to this article, a lot of names, credentials, just fucking take my word for it. They're all experts and sex people, whatever, blah, blah.
Yeah, so there you go. That's good.
First, men suck at perceiving just how into them a woman is. And we are idiots that think a picture of a dick is going to turn a woman on, when in fact, the article in one of its expert contributors says women would rather see pics of your eyes or butts, not so much of our disgusting dicks.
I really wish they didn't say that. I mean, the eyes part I get. The butt part I get theoretically. But this is going to send a lot of people down the wrong pathways in terms of what to send instead of dick
pics.
Just
send a picture of your eyes.
Yeah. So depending on the angle, like the dick is like one eye.
That's true. Yeah, if you have pic stitch, you can get two pics of the same dick, stitch them together. Don't send a picture of your ass to anyone, ladies.
No, I'm definitely not doing that.
Because that's also like a worse.
It's embarrassing.
If it gets exposed.
I think it's
later.
More embarrassing. I think like
way more gross.
Bending over. Like,
did they mean clothed?
I think they meant clothed.
Yeah, they didn't mean like in the mirror. I think they mean the spread eagle.
I think they meant like a guy with a nice ass and some nice tight jeans or something. I don't know.
You heard it here first, y'all. Yeah. Don't send dick pics. Instead, send spread eagle photos.
Like finger in mouth, ass out.
Yeah. The Costanza. Two, this might be my favorite one, is that men love their dicks and have a special connection to their dicks, more so than women have a connection to their vaginas. So Men want their partner to love their dick as much as they do. Maybe if they constantly see it, they'll like it more.
Right. It's like...
That's such counterintuitive thinking.
It's like sharing a good book or like a good movie recommendation. It's like, you should watch Shawshank. It's one of my favorites. Like, here's my dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you like my dick yet?
Yeah.
Maybe if you see it 6 or 7 more times unsolicited, you're going to love it.
Yeah, you'll fall in love with it eventually. It's just forced... infatuation.
You see how much I love it?
So
don't you want that for yourself?
Yeah. Three, we get a thrill out of it. So there's a thing called cyber flashing, which allows a dude to use iPhone's AirDrop feature to send dick pics to anyone within range who has their phone's AirDrop set
good.
To receive photos from anyone. So it's kind of like old-fashioned flashing, but with your phone. So it's like, you know, I don't even know if these guys know who actually saw their dicks, but they get a little thrill out of that.
The cyber flasher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, this is mostly unsolicited pics, right?
This is just unsolicited.
UDPs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Four, it's born out of hostility. Some men taking their rage out on women in cyber form, they get a thrill at the shocked reactions as these women are seeing the pics. Not sure they're seeing the reactions. Maybe they're just talking about the text that says, you know, never contact me again or I'm calling the police.
What? Who wrote this article?
Some dude, and he's got a bunch of contributing like.
Why didn't they just interview Anthony Weiner?
Yeah.
You need to do is just like have a 2-hour conversation with Weiner.
And look, I've sent a UDP before, and I know that it doesn't work. I learned my lesson, and I assume that most women, almost all women, don't want to see dick pics. But is this the case? Are there any women out there that do want to see dick pics?
Tons of them.
You think so?
Yes.
Like, just want to see like just a floating dick. No body attached to it, just a close-up of the jennies.
Like that game.
They want to know what they're getting into.
Like that game, Who's Who or whatever, where you flip over like a bunch of faces. It's like dicks. Or
Guess Who.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So five, it's a dominance thing. So Detroit sex therapist Russell Stombaugh, he goes on for a while, explained that sending pictures of private parts is a combination of seeking acceptance and intimacy, bragging, and dominant seeking. He goes on to say, quote, because it is often unsolicited dominant seeking, guys' genital pics are far more are regarded as far more aggressive. So yes, unsolicited dick pics are very aggressive. That is for sure.
Oh, yeah. That's an aggressive move.
It's a male dominance move. Six, it's an impulse thing. And it can be aided by booze. No shit. Like, dudes like me that are impulsive and who like to drink too much are way more likely to send a dick pic because we don't think better of it because we're impulsive idiots.
Right.
Yeah. I have 2 giant dogs, a motorcycle, a kid. I'm a little bit impulsive.
You do have an impulse problem.
Wes checks a lot of these marks.
Yeah. Now, Wes is what you would call a stereotypical UDP.
But you
sender.
Know what? I've never done that.
He's at high risk. I don't believe that because you said that your dick was in the cloud.
Yeah, because way back in the day, there was a couple that wanted to maybe kind of swap with me, my girlfriend, and so
there's still time.
This is why your dick's in the cloud.
There's still plenty of time.
This is time. That's why my dick's in the cloud.
Okay, hold on. There was a couple that wanted to potentially swap with you and your girlfriend.
Yeah.
So they said, "Send us a dick pic."
We were hammered and decided to send one.
You sent an unsolicited dick pic, bro.
This was like points 4, 5, and 6.
Doesn't matter.
Merging.
That's your partner. Your dick went unsolicited to someone's inbox.
Yeah, but we were talking about fucking. We weren't. It wasn't like, "Hey, it was nice to meet you."
Did
in the coffee
conversation
shop.
Stop there.
Whatever.
Let's move on.
Yeah. So impulse. Finally, it's evolutionary and hardwired within us. Didn't really get this one. So he's Stombaugh says that some men do what is referred to as sexual signaling. It's designed to stimulate conditions from which reproductive sexual behavior can happen. So I guess, hey, this works sometimes. Let's give it another shot. I was a bit confused about this one and can barely think from the weekend of
We were up in New York this weekend at HQ, if you saw the Power Hour. We kind of let the train keep rolling.
Yeah. Did we send any dick pics?
No dick pics that I know of, but we are definitely, this is the reckoning right now. Now is the reckoning
very,
of the weekend.
Very hard reckoning going on. That's it. I mean, I personally think that it's relationships, it's fun if you're in a relationship.
It's fun.
But I don't think sending a chick is just a good idea.
Yeah, UDP is off the table.
Yeah.
Also,
unless you're hammered.
Kids are getting expelled from schools left and right
for UDPs.
Over this.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, Mark, what's up with zombie deers?
Yeah, so there's a new disease I just found out about. I guess it's been around since the 60s, but it's kind of ramping up. And you guys want to hear about it?
Yeah, please do.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's called zombie
Sounds scary.
Deer disease. Zombie deer disease.
Really unimaginative name.
Yeah, it's a neurological disease, and its official name is chronic wasting disease because CWD. In CWD, the brains of deer, moose, elk, and reindeer progressively become like sponges. So it sounds like Santa is fucked in 2019. Yeah.
I mean, deer are already kind of just zombies. They're just really fast zombies.
Right. This dumbs them
running
down.
Around.
Fast vegetarian zombies.
Right. Yeah. This dumbs them down a little bit. It leads to a slow deterioration in brain function, resulting in severe weight loss. So they look like, you'll see pictures we're going to put on the blog, they look real bad. Mm. Loss of energy, poor balance and coordination, including repetitive patterns, so like walking in circles like a zombie. And then drooling, excessive thirst to urination, drooping ears, more aggressive behavior towards humans. So they like aren't scared of humans whatsoever. Mm. And then they die. Very high death rate for CWD. So it's been reported in animals in about half of the states in the U.S. as of the beginning of 2019.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, so it's pretty widespread. The first case was in like 1967, and it's been growing. Just the worst disease imaginable for these animals. And also, I'm pretty sure that the Hard Factor boys had some version of CWD this weekend from New York. So another New York drunk joke.
I'm glad you brought. I'm glad you made that connection.
Mm-hmm.
So. Glad I didn't meet a lot of people on Friday night. You know what I mean?
It's true.
Yes. We would be, though, the first reported cases of humans contracting CWD if that was the case. There is no cure for it.
What's the life expectancy of a deer, though?
I don't know.
Four years? 10 years?
No, they're so big.
No,
it has to be like
some
20.
Of those antlers are huge. I don't know. I don't
gotta
know.
Gotta be more than in the. That's 25. We have no.
This is why we need Will.
This is
why Hard Factor Will should be on the show. This is why we brought him on the team. This is his.
Yeah. Why would you bring
role.
Up a question like that without?
I don't know.
Will.
I'm sorry. I did that.
This is the first.
I'm sorry. I did that.
Wildlife question that's come up in a long
14
time.
14 years. That's what I think.
So, anyways, in the future, though, experts are saying that maybe humans will get this, which is not good. Here's a quote: "It is probable that human cases of CWD associated with the consumption of contaminated meat will be documented in the years ahead." Michael Osterholm, huge nerd, director of the University of Minnesota Center for Infectious Disease and Research Prevention, told lawmakers, because he's trying to warn them, "It is possible that the number of human cases will be substantial and will not be isolated events." So
this is bullshit.
This is essentially like mad cow disease. Mm-hmm. It's the same type of prion-based disease that is mad cow disease it has, and there's another name for it in humans that's a complicated name that I'm not even going to try to pronounce. But so far, humans don't have it. No, I don't even have it in front of me, so I'm not going to try to pronounce it. But if this goes to humans, we're all fucked, basically.
I don't think it's going to come to humans. I think that's BS. I think it's going to stay in the deers. That's my personal take. But who knows? Walking Dead is huge right now. Fear of the Walking Dead is also big.
Yeah, I mean, people have always been afraid of zombies.
That's true.
It'll certainly make deer hunting way more interesting if the deer isn't like scared of you and might attack you.
Oh, and the CDC says they warn against eating meat from infected animals. So
cool.
That's good knowledge for them. Plus, I mean, I already have this cat brain parasite disease. So, like, what's another?
You do have that.
What's another one from an animal? Oh, big deal. Bring it on. You know,
part of the side effects of that disease makes you a leader.
That's true.
Yeah, and an entrepreneur. And look, hunters are going to go nuts.
Okay, let's take it to the internet. Michelle Hawk says, maybe all these diseases of animal flesh is trying to tell us something. Leave them alone. Let them be. Yeah, so God's just killing all the animals so that we don't eat them anymore. Yeah,
I think Michelle maybe didn't read the article.
Yeah, that's what's that?
Michelle maybe didn't read the article.
She just hates people that eat meat.
Yeah.
She sees something about deer and immediately thinks it's like killing.
She's one of those people that are like, I like animals more than humans.
Yeah.
It's like, well, go live in the fucking woods then,
Michelle. Who saved who?
I'm a deer.
Why don't you get on a horse right off of the mountain somewhere?
Who rescued who's on my bumper sticker?
All right, let's take it to some headlines we didn't get to in the lightning round. All right, so Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota announced that she's running for president in 2020, y'all. Her introductory quote about herself kind of had me a little bit confused. She said, quote, "I stand before you as the granddaughter of an iron ore miner, the daughter of a teacher and a newspaper man, the first woman elected to the United States Senate from the state of Minnesota to announce my candidacy for president of the United States." And I was like, what? I get the first woman thing. That's something you did. But did GW sit there and say, I sit here as the son of a president? No. Would I go up there and be like, I stand before you as a descendant of hilarious alcoholics with a history of mental illness and self-defeating pride? I wouldn't do that, Amy, because I didn't do that. My family did that. Focus on something that you did.
Right.
Anyway.
She wants credit for her blood.
She's like the 900th Democrat.
That's a hard take.
Yeah, it's a hard take. The Grammys were last night, and as a voting member of the Recording Academy myself, I must say that I couldn't figure out how to vote online. So my vote did not get cast. It was just very confusing. Someone needs to look into that. That would be awesome. Also, during the telecast, I was in my chair taping Hard Factor for you guys. So if something cool happened, please let us know, because I don't know. Apparently, Ariana Grande wasn't there or something.
All you gotta do look at everyone on Barstool's feed to know what's happening in the.
Yeah, it's being live.
It turns into
live
like
Twitter,
TMZ
live
on there.
Yeah. So I hope that you follow other Barstool people, because we're just taping our show for you guys.
Right.
Sorry.
I saw that Childish Gambino won like Song of the Year.
That's great.
And then he wasn't there to accept the award.
Yeah, it's very Childish Gambino. Love that guy.
That's pretty fucked.
A Russian woman was eaten alive by pigs last week in a small village in the Malopurjiski district of Undamartia.
Nailed it.
Mm-hmm. Needless to say, she died. Yep.
Yeah. She was eaten by pigs.
Yep, she died.
That'll get you.
Yep, the 56-year-old woman was believed to have suffered an epileptic seizure and fallen into the pig pen on February 1st. Her husband only found her body the next day as he'd gone to bed early because he wasn't feeling well. Yeah. Guys, I have a couple problems with this story.
Was she killed by her husband and then left for the pigs?
Who knows? But
that's one thing I immediately thought.
Look, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. The person in your village that suffers from epileptic seizures should be exempt from feeding the pigs.
Yeah.
It's common sense.
And driving.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, you need to be using a floodlight instead of a strobe light to illuminate the pig pens to make sure this doesn't happen in the future.
Yeah.
They interviewed the pigs who went...
Yeah,
like what? And the scene I imagine was just that she was just gone, maybe like a foot or something out there. But they I think they gnawed on her for a little while, and she died of blood loss. But it wasn't like they like devoured her.
But what a shitty husband!
Still, I mean, it's still fucked up.
Sending
but,
your
what's
wife
the movie
out
where he who the has gangster epilepsy? Feeds them? Was it
Snatch?
Snatch. Mm-hmm. They feed them to the pigs. Like, why do you own these enormous pigs that can eat?
I don't know. And that brings up another point, because this is my other point and problem I have with the story. Russia. I get it that, like, you had a hard time with that whole communist experiment where, like, food was short. But you're capitalist now, and you need to take better care of your pigs. Because maybe if the pigs weren't so hungry, things like this wouldn't happen.
There are a lot of animals you can farm that don't eat you.
Maybe like, dump it over the
fence. Just get a different type of animal.
Dump the food over the fence next time.
Yeah. You don't have to go in.
You don't have to go in.
Just throw it at them.
Just throw it at them. They don't care.
Yeah, a nationwide manhunt is underway for 44-year-old Richard Merritt, a disbarred Georgia attorney accused of killing his mother. Dick Merritt had been sentenced to 15 years. You like that? People that name Richard or Dick, whether they like
Dick
it or not.
Merritt.
Yeah. Dick Merritt had been sentenced to 15 years in prison and another 15 years of probation after being convicted of stealing money from his clients and elder abuse. He also was going to be forced to pay $454,000 in restitution to his clients. But yeah, for some reason, they gave this highly intelligent, well-connected man of means who was facing spending the rest of his 40s and most of his 50s in jail a bit of time to get his affairs in order and then turn himself in. Mm-hmm. And instead, he killed his mother in her car, allegedly, cut off his ankle bracelet, and no one knows where he is.
Wow. Well... That sucks for her.
Hats off to law enforcement in Georgia.
I'm not going
to
lie. I just tuned out that last story.
That's okay.
You sounded like you killed it.
So. Listen back. And that's Hard Factor. Thanks for listening today, guys. Hey, as everyone alluded to in the podcast, we took a little trip to New York City this week to do a power hour. It was fantastic. There's going to be more of those to come. But look, I'll be real honest with you. The brass at HQ came down hard and said, look, guys, you are dominating the government and organization charts. You are the hottest podcast and government organization potentially ever. But your comments are a little low. So we need to step our comments and our ratings up. That was our one viewpoint on iTunes.
Yeah.
So if you haven't yet, please give us a review on iTunes, preferably a good one. In fact, why don't you write an op-ed editorial about how you feel about Hard Factor or any news story, and maybe we'll read it on air.
Yeah.
We'll read the best one on air.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to subscribe and leave comments because we just got
to
do that.
And then you know the phone that your dad got for your mom that she doesn't know how to use? Take that phone and give us 5 stars on that phone. Yeah. Anyway, that's Hard Factor. Thanks for listening. Have a great fucking day.